A new WBUR poll finds that concern about climate change among Massachusetts voters has grown dramatically, but it's still low on the list of issues that people want politicians to deal with. Today, WBUR begins a new series of stories that will be airing this summer. It's called Massachusetts Climate, A Season of Change. We'll be exploring how communities in the state are preparing for a warmer planet. This morning, WBUR's Bruce Gellerman gets us started with what you think about climate change.
This is the fourth time in 6 years Mass Inc. pollster Steve Cazella has measured Massachusetts public opinion on climate change. He sees an important trend.
The pace of the change in Massachusetts was quite surprising to me. I was actually quite taken aback at it.
Back in 2011, 77% of the registered voters Cazella surveyed believed the world was getting warmer over the past few decades. Today it's 88%. And Cazella says the public is coalescing around the cause of climate change.
And in this poll, we saw a sharp uptick in the people that said that they both believe that it is happening and they believe that it's caused by human activity, at least partly.
The belief that human activities are responsible for global warming is up 11 percentage points in just 2 years. But there's a big political divide. 78% of Democrats surveyed say they already are seeing the effects of climate change compared to 51% of Republicans. David Kelly, a Republican from Haverhill, was among the respondents surveyed in the new WBUR climate change poll.
You're born, you die. I think the same thing with the Earth. I mean, the Earth came around, you know, billions of years ago. It just evolved, and I think that eventually at some point, hopefully not in my lifetime, it's just a cycle.
According to some national polls, worries over the effects of climate change have been steadily increasing across the country, but not as dramatically as the trend pollster Steve Cazella finds in Massachusetts.
The really interesting thing about this poll is how sharp the changes were and how sharp the increase in concern is, even compared to 2015.
The big worries among those polled in Massachusetts are all up significantly. Three-quarters say they're concerned that in the coming decade, the state will experience coastal flooding, extreme heat waves, and sea level rise. And 82% fear Massachusetts will be hit by powerful storms. Pollster Steve Cazella says age is one of the more interesting demographic differences.
So young people are much more concerned about the long-term threat of climate change, and older people are more concerned about the long-term threat of terrorism.
But there are exceptions.
I know what's happening. I do believe in global warming, definitely.
85-year-old Carol DeHamel of Brockton is a registered Republican, but she says she didn't vote for Donald Trump.
I think things that used to grow here don't grow anymore. And bugs are coming back. So it's all sorts of different ways of the earth heating up.
DeHamel is one of a growing number of people whom pollster Steve Cazella found are more concerned about climate change since Donald Trump became president.
There is definitely that irony where the Trump administration is basically trying to push back on climate change policy, and instead people are more engaged on climate policy than they've ever been before.
In fact, Cazella found more people paid attention to Trump's withdrawal from the Paris Climate Accord than when it was signed by former President Obama. Xavier Bratton, a registered Democrat from Worcester, makes the political policy connection.
I hope Donald Trump opens his eyes and notices that there's actually climate change going on. Stepping away from the Paris climate talks was probably one of the worst mistakes the United States has ever made.
Our pollster Steve Cazella found the economy is still the number one concern among those sampled. And terrorism is still a larger concern than the threat of climate change. But what was a huge gap is closing. 2 years ago, 58% of respondents said terrorism was their first policy concern, versus a quarter who said it was the climate. Now, 40% say climate change is their biggest policy issue.
It's scientifically proven. It's a fact.
47-year-old David Fuhrer of Lexington is also something of an outliner in the poll. He's a Republican who didn't vote for Trump, who puts climate change high on his list of concerns.
That should be number one on any agenda of any politician. What I would say to the leadership is that you need to run on a platform of reality.
But despite the majority believing climate change is real and caused by human actions, pollster Steve Cazella says people are not holding politicians' feet to the fire. There's still a gap between beliefs and political action.
The thing that remains a challenge is that they still aren't prioritizing it for leaders. In other words, when you ask about what their top political issues are, climate change is still not anywhere close to things like the economy, education, healthcare costs, etc.
But on a personal level, it seems climate, like politics, is local. Steve Cazella found nearly three-quarters of the people interviewed for our poll say they'd pay $10 more a month on their energy bill if that would significantly reduce emissions of global warming gases. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.